Be seated.
It is a joyous day. Every Lord's Day is a joyous day. It's especially joyous when we have a baptism. And one of the two ordinances that God has left to the church is the Lord's Supper, which we will take tonight, and then baptism. Baptism representing the work of God in a person's life to raise them from dead to new life, to empower them with the Spirit, to live differently. And we hear testimonies of baptisms in order to bring glory to God. Okay, Sam, tell us about God's testimony in your life. Okay.
I was born in West Virginia, and I was abused, so that's why I'm adopted. I didn't really know anything about God until coming to this church, so I like going to church and loved hearing about Christ. As I got older, I began to fall into many dark sins, and I began to hate God and His gospel. I hated getting told how bad my sin was. My main sins were sexual sin, pride, selfishness, and a bad problem with my mouth. I was always looking for an opportunity to cause strife. I used bad language because I did not care about other people, and I just wanted my way. I thought I was better than everybody else. I hated serving other people. I hated choice. I hated church. I thought many times God had changed my heart, and then my heart would show, and I'd go into even deeper sins, like examples in Matthew 12:44-45. I began to think, why won't God save me? After thinking this for a while, I began to think that God was not willing. But one night, my dad was reading a book called The Alarm to the Unconverted. It was telling us that we had to surrender our whole lives to Christ, and we could not keep any of it for ourselves. I realized that I was one who was not willing, not God. I was not willing to put my sin to death and serve Christ. I had nothing to have nothing for myself. I gave my whole life to Christ that night, after I got saved. Now I seek to live a holy life. I don't do the wicked sins I did. I seek to obey my parents. I love to pray and read my Bible. I seek to give the gospel to everybody.
So Sam, what happens, first of all, you said you weren't willing to give up your sins, like you loved your sin, and you weren't willing. And what happens if, have you sinned since you believe God saved you? So, are you okay? Are you right with God still? Why?
Because my hope is in trust and is in Christ.
So, what happens if you say foul words? Do you lose your salvation?
No.
Why not?
Because Christ died for my sins.
So if you died today, where are you going to be?
Heaven.
And why?
Because my hope is in Christ.
Did you see yourself, like we listened today, to understanding how shameful and disgraceful you were? And that you could not lift yourself above those things? So in Romans 6, we see this. What shall we say? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Meginomai. So, are you going to continue in sin on purpose so that God's grace would cover you? How can we who died to sin still live in it? I want us to understand that baptism is a symbol that we've died to sin. It's not a symbol of our perfectionism. It's a symbol that we've died to sin. And we no longer will live in it. And if you continue to live in sin purposely, whether you've been baptized or not, that does you no good. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. One of the things that we are representing with this baptism, Luke will walk in a new way. Sam will walk in a new way of life. Sam will be different by the grace of God. We are doing a baptism. We are as a church family, saying we affirm that and we will help you to walk in this newness of life. And you will help us to walk in this newness of life. And we will together take the Lord's Supper and we will together remember Christ. And as He's baptized, as Sam is baptized and comes up, He will come into membership of this church. And he will do the one another's, and we will do the one another's with him, regardless of his age, because he's a new creation to walk in the newest life by the grace of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, with Christ's church walking with him. Yes?
Be careful. We need to climb in.
Sam, is Jesus your Savior?
Yes.
Is Jesus your Lord? And because of your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, because of your confession of a newness of life, we are going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My hope is built on nothing.